This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is always a big week when we talk Georgia, Florida. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The incredible Vince Dooley won over 200 games, but he went 17-7-1 against Florida. So he knows a little bit of something about playing these Gators, as does Barbara Dooley, who joins us. And Barbara, good to have you back on after a week off for the Dogs. Hopefully, it does the Dogs right heading into this game. And everybody's been talking about Billy Napier and, Florida's not playing well. Kirby said this week they're playing their best football right now. Wouldn't that be something, right, that they're playing their best football as they get ready to take on the Dogs?
Well, they'll be ready to take on the Dogs. But before we talk about that, I have to say, I am bragging. I am the only person that picked Georgia to beat Texas. and you did not say that. And
true.
I want to make sure you know I picked Georgia. It's on recorded. And I'm the only one. I was shocked at Coach Saban for not picking Georgia.
Well, nobody did on that ESPN panel, right?
No.
All right, let me tell you, he's got to get his ear ready for my mouth the next time I see him.
And that's why she started 1-800-BARBARA, and you can get Barbara's picks each week now.
That's right. But getting back to Florida, they are playing their best, and I want to tell you, their coach is coaching for his job. And the boys know that their coach is on the line. So they're going to be ready, and they're always ready. I can remember when in 1966 when Spurrier won the Heisman, and he was strutting up and down the field like a prima donna. Before the game.
Right.
And Bill Stanfill and Jake Scott and those tough defensive guys, you could just see them watching him. And he just ate their lunch. I mean, they just got all over Spurrier. And from that moment on, Spurrier hated Georgia with a vengeance. We won the SEC that year. And before that game, about four of us were driving to Florida with Lauren Smith, and we got in a car and stopped at a lake with alligators in it. And we caught a live gator and tied him to the car.
Barbara, come on. A live gator?
That's right, Larry. We did it.
A live gator. Yep. And we drove that car right into Jacksonville. We used to have so much fun. Oh, my God. What a game.
Catching a live gator is fun? That sounds dangerous.
So Lauren Smith went into a swamp and pulled out a live gator? I would like to have seen that.
Absolutely. Lauren Smith was fearless. Absolutely. Fearless. You can talk to him about tying it to the car and driving into Jacksonville. It was an absolute hilarious situation.
The only thing that would make that better is to hear Munson's play-by-play of that as it happened. I'd like to hear that.
Wouldn't that have been something? But I can remember when we beat Florida 51-0 in 1968. Mike Cavan, which was one of our coaches, and now works for Kirby, was the quarterback. Coach Ray Graves was the coach, and they were doing so poorly that Graves put his offensive coordinator in as the defensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator in as the offensive coordinator. We beat them 51-0, and it was a torrential downpour, torrential. And I went to the game in a white knit dress that started at my knees, and when I left, it was at my ankles, and my red raincoat had turned my dress pink. It was the wildest thing, but Georgia, Florida is something you never forget. The greatest event, the greatest. And both teams better be ready to play. That's all I can say.
It is Barbara Dooley with us as the Dogs getting ready. She said she did correctly predict that they would handle their business in Texas. By the way, were you blown away by how good the defense looked? I mean, we've been waiting for that defense all season from the Dogs.
Well, I was blown away by the way the whole team looked. Are you kidding me? The offense and the defense. If we could do that every week, we wouldn't have a problem. But this week, we have really got to worry about our offense doing their job on the field and our defense, because Florida's ready for us, and the fans better be ready for one heck of a football game. I don't know what the line is. What, three touchdowns?
It's a 14.5 right now.
Oh, I would say lower. I'd probably say 10 points.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Barbara Dooley joining us as she does each and every week here on Dukes and Bell as we talk to her and we talk about, you know, some of the things that she's experienced and Vince when he was the head coach there. And, you know, some things never change. And we were just talking about this game, you know, because of construction down there in Jacksonville. And I'm just curious how you feel after all these years, whether it's changed or not. Going down there, I think, benefits both programs. But because of construction in Jacksonville, this game's coming to Atlanta and then it's going to be at Raymond James Stadium. And then it goes back to Jacksonville after the construction and the remake of their stadium is done. Do you want this to be a home-and-home game? Everybody's talked about this for years now.
Well, I can tell you what Vince thought. And my thoughts had no rate in this house. So I always bowed to his thoughts. But his thought was that the Georgia people in South Georgia and on the North Florida line – they got up every Saturday during football season and drove to Athens. And this was the one game every year that was in their backyard. And they could go like a normal person, not get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and tailgate. So he kept it. He wanted to keep it at Jacksonville just for the South Georgia people.
That's right. So many folks easily for Savannah, which still makes up a big part of it. Valdosta, all that makes great sense. Barbara Dooley's with us, guys. Brought to you by our friends at Kroger. I know that we did get you to tell the story last year, but we get new audience members every day joining the show. Barbara, is there any way we could get you to tell us the story of how you surprised your husband one Halloween down in Athens?
Oh, my gosh. I'd love to tell that story. This was many years ago. And Vince never got home before 10:30 at night during football season, if he got home that early. Right. And it was Halloween night, and he came in at 10:30, and I said, and he had never been home for Halloween. And I said, Vince, tonight's Halloween, and kids are going to be coming and ringing the doorbell. He had no clue that 10:30 was too late, but I said, when they come, here's your bowl of candy, and you just go to the door, and they'll say trick or treat, and you give them some candy. He said, okay. So he sat down to watch television, and I went to my room, and I got naked, and I put on a trench coat and a mask, and I went out my bedroom door to the front door, and I rang the doorbell. And he opened the door, and I went, trick-or-treat, and I flashed him. And he threw the bag of candy at me and said, my treat's in the shower. And
he didn't even know it was you.
No. I had a mask on. And let me tell you, ladies, that worked so well, I got everything I wanted for the next 2 months. Tonight is your big night.
That's awesome.
If you're listening and your husband's not, I dare you.
Put on a mask and a coat.
And go trick-or-treat and flash your hubby. Spice
Barbara,
things up.
It is great. That is unbelievable story. We love hearing it. And I can only imagine, Vince, just the look on his face. I mean, you know, if you had those Ring cameras or whatever now, people can you imagine seeing that and being able to see that? Barbara Dooley, we love you. You know that. Dogs.
Love you.
Dogs. Go Dogs this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.